Hi, I'm Gail from Europod. Before enjoying your podcast, allow me to say a few words about Europe Talks Back. In the third season of Europe Talks Back, I want to uncover the topics that matter, or should matter, to all of us. From gender to bodies and sex, digital to migration and urban landscapes, and everything in between. Rather than focusing on macro-level policies, let's zoom in and talk to the brave activists and volunteers with lived experience, who are working directly with marginalized communities to further equity, justice, and liberation for all.
Europod.
You hungry? Wanna eat something?
I'm fine, thanks.
I have only some bread left, but it's not too bad. I make it myself.
So you were talking about public institutions?
Well, recessions became so intense and so frequent that, long story short, states ended up being bailed out by infinity. It might seem crazy, but even in the 2020s... Wait, listen to this. It's from the same interview with Martin Cronel.
If we go back to an even higher level, to the state level, well, we find ourselves with companies that have kind of governmental functions, particularly with regards to freedom of expression, to the possibility of censorship or the absence of censorship, to the case of operating methods that do not necessarily go in the direction of what is traditionally done, companies which have financial power that competes with countries. If we look at the turnover of the GAFAM, it is bigger than the GDP of a large part of the developing countries. So, do we really want to have private companies that are financially more powerful than certain countries?
The distinction between the private and public sector got blurrier until it was almost non-existent. Regulation laws were dismantled, progressively allowing infinity to complete its perfect hegemony.
I'm good.
What in heaven's names are you doing up there? Actually, scratch that. I don't want to know.
It's nothing. Just trying out stuff.
But there must have been some resistance from the public, no?
Of course. Even before Infinity came along, there was some defiance. In the 2020s, I met with all kinds of people from civil society who were actively pushing for alternatives to big tech. Listen.
Hi, André. Thank you so much for taking the time. Could you please start by introducing yourself for the recording?
I'm André. I'm live in Graz for about 10 years. I came here for my studies and I began studying audio engineering. It sounds maybe strange, but it's right in the intercourse where technology and what artists concerns is how do we present ourselves in a digitalizing world. And this always has been on my mind. At the moment, there's no way around YouTube and all those platforms. On the onset of the corona pandemic, where we were sitting at home and we had some time to figure some stuff out, I founded an instance of those Fediverse platforms.
Okay, sorry, you said Fediverse. What's that?
Yeah, the Fediverse, like, I think, put it down in a nutshell, it's like the sum of all federated social media or publishing platforms, which are interconnected. Mostly server by server, but also possible from client or users to servers. So this Facebook and co. is not part of it, at least yet.
So it would mean that, like, it doesn't really matter where you have your account, just like for emails. For example, if I have a Signal account, I can still send a message to someone on their WhatsApp. So, for instance, you could look for the platform where you feel most comfortable for making your account without the factor of who's on what platform.
Right? Sorry to interrupt. Have you seen my screwdriver?
Yes, in the freezer. Don't open the freezer! I put it back where it belongs. The drawer, Sasha.
Thanks.
As a journalist, what I couldn't wrap my head around was that you had all those people working for alternative platforms, alternative online services for defending human digital rights, but they were still very much unnoticed. The public just seemed animated by a sense of fatalism, like there was nothing they could do about it. That's what gave birth to my work on this topic. All those interviews I made. I wanted to say, hey, We do have a choice. And we shouldn't accept this drift of the internet to go on any further. We shouldn't let big tech companies be so powerful that they can... Well, and then you know what happened. In the early 30s, before the revolution was completed, there was a wave of protest and some attempts to save the democratic system and to bring Infinity down. The biggest civil organization at the time was led by Psy. What? You have never heard of her?
No, I don't think so.
We made a lot of noise for a while and...
And?
And now I need a drink. Then they came for us. Authorities repressing opponents in a more or less legal way. That was not new, but nothing like what happened then. Infinity, amongst all of its endless resources, offered a security service. Patrol drones, defense drones. So that came in handy, of course, to control crowds during protests. It soon became way too dangerous to occupy the streets even. But they didn't stop there. Facial recognition, behavior prediction, all of those so-called security technologies developed in the last decades, it suddenly showed us its true face. All opponents to Infinity, or even those with political ideas that they disliked, all tracked down, sent God knows where. Only some of us escaped the attention and here I am.
Adrian, you need to talk about this.
Are you crazy or what?
Everything you just told me. They can't prevent you from telling people the truth.
Stop it. Look at me. Do I look like a fucking influencer to you?
A what?
I don't know what you call them now. I mean that I don't have an Infinity account and there's a reason why. See how easy it was for you to find me? How long do you think it would take the police if I give them a reason to start looking for me?
But it's the only way you can raise awareness around the issue. You can't just stay here in your cave keeping this to yourself.
Here. Take this.
What's that?
An old computer from back in the 20s.
My computer, to be exact. What do you think you're doing?
You never use it anymore. What good is it there? Plus, I've cracked it. It's as safe as it gets. There you go, kiddo. There's all kinds of material on it. Enough to get you on speed on everything you need to know.
What about this?
That old thing wasn't used much in our time either. That's a map of the city. Stay clear of those Infinity maps, okay? If, when... You need a place to hide, someone to help. You'll find your answers on this map. Go on, take it.
It's okay. If you want it, it's yours. They're right. I don't have any use for it anymore. I've done my share. And like Psy, I don't believe anything can be done anymore. So I'll let you agitate yourself whilst you still have the energy. But listen, use Infinity as little as possible. Don't mention our name. Don't mention any of the people on here in Infinity. You don't realize yet how much they know.
Also, stop at the scooter, okay? They track all of your movements. If ever you need to hide somewhere, look for the black stones.
Please, stay safe.
And that is how I entered the rabbit hole. So... what's it gonna be for you? Wanna continue?
Disconnected in 2050 is a dystopian podcast series built to warn listeners about the dangers of allowing big tech companies to have too much power.
Do you want to hear more podcasts that get to the bottom of things that stand out in the ambient noise? Join Europod. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and our newsletter. Follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. Discover our brand new website at www.europod.eu and join us in our fight. Europod. Clear the noise. Start to listen.